Time for a little chamber chat this morning. How are you, Janae?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You, on your first chamber chat officially here, you brought snow with you.
I did, yeah.
What is that all about?
You know, I just felt like we were long overdue.
It's all right. That's all right. But it's always a great day to be here in Litchfield, and you've brought some guests with you as well.
I have. I have Alan and Matt with GVL Poly, and they are our business spotlight for the month of January.
Okay. All right. Well, let's find out a little bit about GVL. Who's going to give us the story?
How long of a story do you want?
Well, Alan, you can do it. You can. We only go by the calendar here, so we got lots of time.
GVL Poly is, we've been in business now for a little over 30 years.
Yeah.
About 3 miles to the west of Litchfield off Highway 12. It's a rotational molder. We've roughly, I think we're at about 40 employees at the current count, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But we have 8.5 acres of manufacturing land, about 65,000 square feet of manufacturing space. Produce parts for all kinds of things, agricultural, industrial, commercial applications,
okay.
Gasoline tanks, hydraulic tanks, and of course, corn, polycorn snouts. So.
Yeah. It's hard for me to imagine that you've been in business for 30 years.
Yeah, 1992.
Wow.
So,
and have you been in the same location for all that time?
since 1994, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Been in the same location, added on several times, remodeled several times.
Okay.
And purchased land when we need it.
Yeah. And that's in the part of town that you're in, that's kind of available. There's a few acres
there's a little bit of acreage there,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Give us an idea of some of the products maybe that people might not know about.
Zero turn lawnmowers is one of the kind of more visible products,
okay.
Because some of our product gets tucked away inside of a tractor
cab or
things of that nature. But zero turn lawnmowers, we have the exposed gasoline tank and console.
Okay.
So when you when you see a lawnmower zinging around on a commercial property really quickly back and forth, we make a large number of those tanks and consoles.
Okay. All right. How long have you been with
I've been a part of GVL since 2002.
Okay.
I've been working full-time at GVL since 2007. So I've been CEO since 2009.
Okay. Very good. Matt, I know he didn't bring you along just for your good looks.
Well, what's
your story?
I've known Alan for a couple years here now, and I actually started with GVL back in October.
Okay.
Left my current healthcare profession and came on as employee relations personnel manager at GVL here,
okay.
and safety officer. So,
all right. Maybe now that we've brought the word employment out, are there opportunities at GVL?
There are. There's going to be a growing number of opportunities coming soon. We're adding on some new production and adding on some new technology, hopefully sometime between March and April and May. So we'll have lots of employment opportunities coming up as the weather warms.
Yeah. And I imagine in, you know, the business you're in, the plastics manufacturing, there's always things going on. There's always a need for something.
There is. It's amazing every week what we get to see as new product, things that we never thought of ourselves that are produced out of plastic.
And
you get the opportunity to see some of those neat new products. But we're starting some new production up here over the next couple of weeks, some new tooling that we received. And we've got some really exciting things coming up this spring.
I would imagine that's maybe something you're always doing is looking for different opportunities like that.
We are. GVL Poly is an engineering-centric company, so we do a lot of engineering design, and our engineering department, everything kind of moves through that department for quality and safety and design, and so we have a really strong engineering background in the company. So we're always looking at new things, new improvements, new technology.
Yeah.
Always kind of on the cutting edge.
Yeah, and I would imagine, you know, it gets to be kind of a creative thing, too. I mean, things that have maybe always been made out of a certain thing. Now, geez, we can make them out of plastic as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Von Grotto was the founder of GVL, Von, that's how he started out. He took the tin corn snouts and converted them over to polyethylene, and here we are.
Yeah, it's an amazing business. I know people have probably seen, if they've been up at the ballpark or something, seen some of the benches and things like that. And
yeah,
those are also part of what you do.
Yeah, we can produce plastic furniture and interior cab components, and there's some really nice fit and finish things that we do. In the past, we've produced side-by-side vehicle panels, and so some really rough, rugged things, and then yet things that have to be soft and comfortable, and so it fits a lot of different needs.
For sure, for sure. Matt, tell me a little bit about working at GVL. How you finding it out there?
The crew is great.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got the production people that are doing the work back in the shop or so, and the molding area, and then the management area, and I think it's a really good teamwork approach to everything, just to sort through problems every day and make sure that the production runs are solid and with quality products every day. And we've got our engineers back on the floor doing quality checks, so I think that what I've seen so far in my short term there, a really good quality operation and kicking out good products. And
for sure.
And the short time I've been there, they've had numerous other organizations come in and want to look at our products, and we've landed a couple of those. So to me, that shows type of quality that they put out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if somebody thought, geez, maybe this is something I might like to do, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, if people are interested in employment, you can certainly stop out and see us and pick up an application.
All right.
Otherwise, you can go online to gvlpoly.com/careers, and the online application is there as well. We do walkthroughs when people are interested.
Oh, okay.
We have to little bit of an advance notice to do that.
Sure.
We can't show you everything until you've officially signed, but happy to walk people through and show them what we do.
Well, there are some of those secrets, too, you just can't let out, right?
Correct, right. Some of them I don't even know.
And that's the way everybody likes it.
Right.
Like that.
That's right.
Anything else we should tell folks about GVL?
We love being a part of the Litchfield and Meeker County community, and our employees are volunteers and certainly contribute to the well-being of the community, and we're proud to be a part of that, and look for future employees to do the same thing. So if people are interested in doing that, happy to have them on board.
Well, and that's what's really cool to me is the fact that a lot of the successful businesses in town, that's the exact way they are. We get our people involved, they're part of the community, and I think that's what makes them successful.
Yeah, a thriving community has thriving businesses, and it goes both ways.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for what you do, guys. We appreciate it, and thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. Janae, anything you want to end with?
Well, no, I just want to say, too, that if you're interested in, their full range of services, they have a wonderful website, so definitely check that out. And then they do have a social media presence as well they're on Facebook and Instagram. So that would be another way to get more information on what they do there.
Yeah.
But for the Chamber, there's a lot going on. but I guess just a reminder that we have a great website as well where you can find GVL Poly's information as well as all of our investors' information. And that is just litch.com.
Okay.
You can email me at janae@litch.com or give us a call, 693-8184. Stop by our office. We are right across the road here from the radio station.
Yep. Well, thank you for coming in today. Oh, by the way, are you still working on getting somebody to be in your office with you?
We are. We haven't. We have a board meeting coming up at the end of the month here where we're going to discuss more about that process and hiring someone to fill my old position. So
very good. Very good. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Alan and Matt, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks
for having us.
All right, there you go. There's your Chamber Chat here on KLFD.